This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky smooth Tree Dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Runner, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Hello and welcome to the Naked Gaming Podcast with Lee Milner and Chris Barrow.
Hello.
You stink.
Well, that's nice. Open it up with that.
I'm just saying.
Because I'm doing my nails.
Yeah. Why did you do that now?
Because I thought, while we do this, my nails can dry.
Yeah, but you can't touch the screen or anything.
Yeah, but at least my nails look pretty.
That's true. It's not very good for gaming, though, is it?
They look pretty while I'm playing.
Are you going to, like, hold the controller for a special shot?
No, they'll dry in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Apparently.
So we're in lockdown, which means we're playing loads of games. You've been playing a bit of The Sims 4.
Sims 4. I did the tutorial twice.
Yeah.
And then I got bored.
I've been on Hearthstone's Ashes of Outland's new downloadable thing with the new Demon Hunter class. And also Mortal Kombat. We've been doing a lot of... Now, I thought it was Mortal Kombat 2 because it's AI.
Good.
But it's Mortal Kombat 11.
You rip people's hearts out. Literally. It's great.
It's glorious. Oh, and we completed Mario. We completed Mario on the Switch. Don't clap your nails. Yeah. So this month, because everyone's in lockdown and we don't want to go on about it too much, we're going to do a simulator special again this time round because there's loads available. There's one called Coffee Talk, where you essentially run a coffee shop. And Lee, you played Barbershop Haircut, which is like
This is to practice. Yeah. Basically getting ready to cut your hair, which, I mean, is looking fine
today. Well, is it though?
Yeah. Just don't turn your head left.
No, don't. Why are you laughing? Don't make. Okay. How bad? How bad is it?
I might have nicked it on the side. Okay, it's fine.
So, thankfully, this is a podcast. You can't see me. Although, next month, we're doing full video action. Isn't that exciting?
I'm so excited.
It's going to be a lot of editing, though.
You're gonna At least your hair will grow back.
Okay, we'll see.
Oh, yeah, and Alex Rose, right, our very own Tiger King...
Yes.
...has been playing a tiger simulator.
The first job is to hose the tiger off in, like, the shower, in your house. Here we go. This feels kind of weird.
I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, so Alex is going to become Joe Exotic... The Tiger King.
Carol Baskin.
You keep calling her Carol Basket.
Yeah.
Anyway, if anyone hasn't seen The Tiger King on Netflix, Alex Rhodes will be your gateway. To
Killed her. Husband. Whacked him.
Okay.
Carol Baskin. I wonder if you'll leave that in.
I think
Please
you'll find that I will. I've got some new releases as well that are worth talking about.
Yep, Animal Crossing, New Horizons, and Final Fantasy VII Remake. Plus, we're, of course, rounding up all the action from the Gaming BAFTA Awards with Alex, the Colossus of Rhodes.
Yeah. Also, we're supposed to play the card game Catan this month, if you remember.
Thank God.
It's there. Just describe the state of Catan at the moment.
Completely unopened, yeah. So basically, we were on our honeymoon in the beautiful Maldives.
Yeah, before lockdown.
Before lockdown.
Just.
Having a few cocktails. And basically, we turn to our right and see this German couple playing a really intense board game.
Yeah.
Like, the full table was covered
in cards. Yeah.
Covered in cards. And we thought, oh, what is that game?
Yeah.
And because you were, like, short-sighted or whatever, you can't see anything.
I was squinting at the
minute. Lee, what is it? I was like, it's called Catan.
Yeah.
So you researched it.
Well, you can get it on Switch, but we thought, no, let's go for the real deal and we'll play it. Especially for this episode of the podcast. However, because of lockdown and delays on Amazon, it literally arrived today.
Yeah, I can't wait to unbox it.
James on Twitter says, I'll swap you some ore for some gold. I don't really understand what that means at the moment. It's probably a bad deal. So anyway, we'll do that next month in the episode because it has only just arrived.
Now, come on, what else have you got to do during lockdown, okay?
Well,
apart from listen to this podcast.
Laundry.
Play your games
and
get in touch. You know, you can subscribe. So subscribe to this, please.
Twitter at Naked Gaming Pod.
There you are.
Press subscribe. Think of it as Finger Exercising Simulator because it's a simulator special. What a fun game. Some of the simulators are worse than that. We can be the Joe Wicks of gaming, can't we? You're just here for people helping them game during lockdown.
Yeah, okay. Except we're not as fit.
Speak for yourself.
Now, first this month, Chris has been taking a look at how coronavirus or COVID-19 continues to affect the gaming industry.
Now, we've heard of panic buying toilet roll and, in our case, gin. But some people have been panic buying Nintendo Switches. The Naked Gaming podcast has seen the consoles listed on Game for £1,000 per console and on Amazon for £500. So it looks like everybody really wants to play Animal Crossing New Horizons. The Last of Us 2 has been delayed indefinitely because of coronavirus. PlayStation on Twitter said, "We've made the difficult decision to delay launch until further notice. The global crisis is preventing us from providing the launch experience our players deserve. As soon as we have a new release date for that highly anticipated game, we'll let you know."
Look who decided to join us. All right. You all know the drill.
Coronavirus also affected the Final Fantasy VII Remake, which is out now, but you could think of it as positive news in some way, because the company behind the game actually sent out the copies of the game early to try and make sure they arrived before the release date. So some people got to play it before the 10th of April. Gutted, though, if you bought it digitally, like we did.
So, Cloud, you were a soldier first class, right?
Yeah.
Weird.
Really? What's weird about it?
Nothing. Just that you were the same rank.
Huh? As who?
The first guy I ever loved.
Sporting events have had to be cancelled across the world. Athletes have been turning to computer games to compete against each other. The virtual Bahrain Grand Prix was held online in the F1 2019 game, because 2020 is not out yet. It featured several current and former Formula One drivers like Lando Norris and Esteban Gutierrez. And in fact, Charles Leclerc actually won the virtual Australian Grand Prix because he practiced for 5 hours a day. Well, what else is he going to do with that spare time?
Go Raikkonen!
3 of the UK's leading video game developers are displaying coronavirus safety advice in their games. Candy Crush Saga, Dirt Rally 2.0, and Sniper Elite 4 are just some of the games that will feature messages like "Stay at home, save lives." Finally, Sony is encouraging people to stay at home by launching their hashtag Play at Home campaign, and they're giving people free games. They say Play at Home with Journey and Uncharted, the Nathan Drake collection. It's free until May the 5th on the PlayStation Store, so some good news.
Thanks to our corona-spondent, Chris Barrow.
It doesn't really work. I did write that thinking it would work, but it doesn't, does it?
I tried to make it work.
You did quite well, but yeah. No.
Okay.
Stop kidding around. Snake? Snake!
Now it's Lee's turn, looking at how gaming has been helping people in isolation, and she starts off by bragging.
Round one. Fight.
I've got the PS4, Xbox, Switch. I've even got a gaming podcast with my other half.
What? It says ages 3 and up.
Okay, then. We're not the only ones playing games during lockdown.
I'm Rhiannon Bevan, I'm from Ipswich, and I'm an assistant news editor at the gaming news website GameLuster.com.
Rhiannon's also been playing Nintendo's Animal Crossing New Horizons game while self-isolating for a week.
It can help you have structure to your day where there might not be much right now, and also it's incredibly sociable. If your friends have the game, you can visit their island and help each other out. I haven't seen my sister in about 3 weeks because of self-isolating, and it has helped her stay in contact. I've probably visited her island most days this week.
Even the head of the World Health Organization has advised us to play games during lockdown, something I can get on board with.
Yeah! For those without a console or prefer gaming on your phone or laptop, a new app called House Party has been a big hit. Hayden, explain what it is.
House Party is a great app. You can play games within the app whilst you video chat. It's a great way to game with your mates, be able to see them at the same time, and make the most of the situation we're currently in.
This Minecraft Hour of Code teaches students basic principles of coding and introduces them to artificial intelligence in 8 short quests.
And for many parents at home taking on the role of teacher, Minecraft has come to the rescue with its new learning edition.
Minecraft is this virtual environment that you can bring students into. They can build, they can create, you can join them in that space and build and create, and they can connect with their fellow classmates and design and create amazing things, anything you can imagine.
Lessons include coding, science, history, and languages. Who said learning can't be fun?
Gaming is always fun. Thank you to Lee Milner, our Tame Gaming correspondent.
That was definitely my TV voice. Definitely.
I liked it. Yeah, there's a video version of that available
as
well.
Go on, do your TV voice.
I don't have a TV voice.
Go on, how do I sound?
No, you heard me in that. I went, what? It's okay to play this game because it's 3+. Anyway, that was actually on telly, but you can see the full video at Naked Gaming Pod.
Power up.
Now, let's hand it over to our Red Dead Carpet correspondent, Alex Rhodes, who's been following the BAFTA Games Awards 2020.
Outer Wilds has won the prestigious Best Game Prize at the 16th annual BAFTA Games Awards. You find yourself on a planet with 22 minutes on the clock before the local sun goes supernova and kills you. I've had worse days at work, to be honest. The title's writer, Kelsey Beecham, gave credit to players, saying word of mouth has been essential in getting people to play the game. You're all really beautiful. Thanks, Kelsey. I know. Hideo Kojima, creator of the Metal Gear franchise, was honoured with the BAFTA Fellowship, the highest accolade the organisation can give. But his latest release, Death Stranding, which was nominated for 11 awards, won just one for technical achievement.
Did I ever tell you my real name? I wanted to. It's Amerigo. After Amerigo Vespucci, the man who discovered the continent.
I thought it was Columbus.
Except Amerigo was full of it. He lied. America is a lie.
There was more disappointments for adventure game Control, one of our favourites. It also had a record 11 nominations going into the event and won only once for the performer in the supporting role category. Looks like Seize, the game's ability where you can control other people's minds, doesn't really work on the judging panel.
Something's coming. Something unbelievable. Unknowable. Storm in the quiet. Chaos of biblical proportions.
Untitled Goose Game won Best Family Game, despite the main character being an antisocial goose who steals from the innocent. And finally, one we're excited to get our hands on when it gets released on Mac and on consoles is the PC game Disco Elysium, which won a Gaming BAFTA for Best Debut Game, as well as 2 others.
In the great city, at the end of the world, there's a dead body behind the hostile cafeteria, and a strike that's about to become a war.
Well, I'm off to cut my own hair now. Let's see if I can rock the Final Fantasy VII Cloud look.
Is that the original or the remake? Either way, spiky. Thank you, Alex. Good luck. If you need any gel, let us know.
Now, you've probably heard of House Party. It's this new app that lets you talk in big groups with your friends and family, but also you can go head-to-head in general knowledge quizzes and hilariously Quick Draw, which is my favourite, which is basically Pictionary. It's like Party Simulator.
You're just saying that because it's a simulator special.
Yeah, no. Okay. I'm trying to wedge it in there, all right? Okay. Stride, man.
Okay, keep going.
And we actually played some games on House Party, didn't we?
With my parents. My in-laws.
Yeah, your in-laws now, yeah.
Because we're married, by the way, if you're listening to this for the first time.
But genuine. We don't go really by Milner Barrow because I always think it's far too long to say. And by the way, right, we can't do subtitles on here.
So, you can understand them. Sort of. They're from Wakefield.
They're pretty northern, all right? So you'll have to listen quite carefully.
Okay, this is Jane, Gary, and your sister Tiff as well on the madness that is House Party.
What does everybody want to play?
That thingy game that we all like.
Oh, that thingy game. Well, that helps, okay.
That drawing game.
Quick draw.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, ready?
Good luck, everyone.
Here we go.
Didn't get very weird, yeah?
It's a draw.
Well done.
Do it.
It's a draw.
Circle.
No.
World.
A penny?
Yes.
Apple. Cherry.
No.
Cherry.
No.
Peach.
No. You're on. No. What's the one that you... The only one you haven't said.
Plum.
Yes. Timmy's got it. Well done. Game over. Lonely. That was stressful. What do you guys think of Quick Draw?
I love it. It's a good game, yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Especially when you've got a family that can't draw.
Yeah. Right, let's play a different game then. Let's do general knowledge, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll do it if it's film. Is it film trivia?
It's film, yeah. Do you...
I just said it's general knowledge.
You have to be really old.
Right, we're doing film then.
Have you got
40s, 50s films? No, Mum. No, Dad. Right, we're doing general knowledge. First question, right. What do city trucks spread on ice and roads to melt ice?
You're going to click your answer, Mum.
No, salt!
They can read it, can't they?
Wow.
What do many types of birds, such as geese, do just before it begins to get colder?
Hibernate.
Mate, migrate, or hibernate.
You know you're playing against each other, don't you?
Yeah, you can't. Don't say the answer because then everybody copies what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Tiffany is the winner. When I said to you, let's do a house party, what did you think?
I thought you meant having drinks and popcorn and stuff.
Well, that's what we're doing, isn't it? But just over online.
I thought, yeah, same thing, the can I house party, but it'd be nice because obviously we're both living down, well, three of you living down London, and we're up north. It's nice that we connect like this and still have like a family night.
Once a week's enough.
Once a week. It gives me time to swat up on stuff.
She's learning 40s films. It's not even a category.
I quite like it if they designed it a bit more like they played around with the house thing a bit more.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You find stuff in your house.
You know, like, you know, you get when you set up your house, you get a house number assigned and you can, yeah, like...
Oh, that's, you know, a good idea.
When you call people, it's like knocking on their door or whatever. Yeah. Like,
you know, that's tough.
Play around with that.
Apparently you can do a pub quiz though, right?
Yeah, you can.
Really?
They've got virtual pubs, haven't they?
Yeah.
Me and your man were members of that virtual pub, but we got bad.
Well, that was certainly an afternoon and evening well spent.
That's literally your life right now, isn't it?
We've also got your nan FaceTiming as well. She's so funny.
That is brilliant.
Her whiskey and ginger, it certainly makes the end of the conversation fun.
So, Nan, how are you coping during coronavirus? Are you okay? Oh, I've got my whiskey. I've got my dry ginger. I'm like, go on then, pour a glass. Flipping it, Nan!
Yeah. Her glass is like four of our normal glasses.
I'll tell you what.
Now, there rumours were going around as well. Do you remember about House Party, mm-hmm, that it had been hacked?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not true. That was all fake. So anyway, it's available now for free if you want it. And once a week, it's fine.
Busy night, but there's always room for another.
Controller news. PlayStation have revealed their new controller for the PS5. It's called DualSense.
You know it makes dual sense.
Oh, dear.
They didn't use that. I don't know why.
That's awful.
So what does it look like anyway? Tell us.
Grab your Xbox controller over there.
Hey.
Right. So the difference between PlayStation and Xbox, when you look at them both, PlayStation's always a little bit more slimline in the middle, which, I mean, who doesn't like that?
Everybody wants to be slimline in the
right,
middle.
Right, okay. And when you put them up against each other, there's quite a difference between the Xbox and the PS controller.
It's fatter, basically, isn't it? The Xbox controller is fatter.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
also, the thing that I don't like that much about the Xbox controller is that you've got, yes, the triggers are curved, like the PlayStation one, but they're really massively curved and they stick out a huge way.
And one of the main differences is that the joysticks...
Both in a level.
Uh-huh. Compared to the Xbox. Now, if we look at the new DualSense, how similar does that look to the Xbox controller?
It is, although the joysticks are still in a line, okay, but it's fatter and it's more curved. Like you say, it's very Xbox controller-like.
And dare I say it, I think it's a little bit more bulkier
yeah,
for men. basically.
You need a bigger hand to play with this.
You need quite a big hand.
Yeah.
And I like the PS controller because it's quite small. It fits in your hand okay. I'm just used to it. It stayed the same for generations and generations.
Yeah.
But it just seems as though PlayStation are just copying now Xbox, getting a bit fatter, bulkier. I don't like it.
The triangle, X, circle, square buttons don't have colours on as well in the new prototype. They're just white buttons. Look, these are some of the things it has. So it has two-tone colour design, light bar placement. So it means it's got a light bar. It's got, it looks quite cool, though. Blue light bar.
This has got a light bar.
I know. Yeah, you're right. Not that different. A built-in microphone compared to having to stick
one
on.
That's pretty good.
That's the only good thing.
Okay.
But they did an hour-long presentation to reveal it. An hour. That's too long to reveal a controller. Just go, here it is.
It's longer than this podcast.
It is. What are they talking about anyway? Well, we wanted someone to weigh in on this because I think we're slightly of different opinions. We got our king of controllers, Alex Rhodes, to give us a real in-depth review.
Yeah, looks all right.
Thanks so much for that, Alex. You took a lot of time to do that. We'll see if the release date of the PlayStation 5 is going to be delayed because of coronavirus as well. It's quite likely given the current climate, so it could be a couple of years before we get our hands on the real deal here. Power
up. You're listening to the Naked Gaming Podcast with me, Lee Milner, and Chris Barrow.
Let's go to some new releases. There's a couple of really good ones. Why don't we start with one that you were quite excited by, actually?
Yeah, Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Welcome to your deserted island. What you do with it is up to you. You could get started bright and early, plant some flowers, and get things just right. To kick back and soak it all in. Explore, create, and customize your island paradise anytime. Animal Crossing New Horizons.
So, this is quite a cartoony game where they say escape to a deserted island and create your own paradise as you explore, create, and customize.
By the way, this is right on theme because they describe it as a non-linear life simulation game. That's good, isn't it? Now, you played a little tiny bit of this. You saw some of the squirrels and chipmunks at the beginning going, which we heard in your TV package. Should we just end now? But it's quite, it almost looks like you're playing, you've seen Duplo, do you know what Duplo is in America,
Yeah?
It's like Duplo.
Yeah, it is.
Your character looks a bit like an emoji, kind of, what
very
they call memojis.
Yeah.
I couldn't make mine look like myself at all. But anyway, what do you mean I've got a big head? Shut up. And you get your own unique island, you can invite your friends round and stuff like that, and you basically collect wood and cherries and capture butterflies, and you sort of have your own little like mini, it's like a farming thing, and you can create animals, and
it's a bit like Sims in a way.
Is there any point to it though? That's what I'm struggling with.
Well, I've been speaking to a few people who play this. What it does well is it connects people.
What, because you can invite them into your game?
You can invite people into your game, and during the current situation with coronavirus, people, particularly the person I spoke to earlier on in that report, was actually talking to her sister through the game.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
That's pretty good.
It's like a different version of House Party, isn't it, in a way, for me? Like, people are using
it
just to talk.
It's like a virtual way, yeah. I can see the appeal, just probably not up our street.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10, even though it's not for me, because I can see why everybody likes
it. I'm with you on that. It's out on Nintendo Switch for £50. Next today, one of the most highly anticipated remakes. This sort of counts as retro revival, as it's a new version of Final Fantasy VII called Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Stop. Your timing is impeccably atrocious.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. A man of my refined taste running out of butter. Was
it all a dream? Welcome to the Honeybee Inn, Cloud.
So it's here and it is great. I recently played Final Fantasy VII, the original, and it's so good anyway because of the story, and even though it's really
beautiful.
Old. It's old and it's quite blocky, but the art is there and it really creates the kind of the atmosphere. If you've never played it before, go and play the original and then come back and play this new one. In fact, we did that with Alex Rhodes. We made him play the original in May last year.
Oh, I've got a massive sword. Good.
I urge you to listen to that episode. But this new one is really great.
Why is this remake much better than the classic?
The graphics are better. Okay. I actually wouldn't have cared that much. The voice acting and the scripting has been massively improved. So the lines in the original game, hey, he's with this organisation. It's called Soldier. It was just so badly translated. They've rewritten the whole thing. They've got proper voice actors. It sounds amazing
Why
now.
Why didn't they ask you?
I'm available. So the scripting's better. The combat's better. We've talked about this when we played the demo. Instead of taking turns and eventually getting bored of pressing X all the time, oh, yes, I won. Well done, me. It's real-time combat now. So you can run around, you can block, you can hack and slash way to victory.
That's probably one of the biggest changes.
It's absolutely huge. And you'd think, God, they're messing with something that's part of people's childhood. It's a huge part of my childhood. But it's better. They're going to lose some points here, and the only reason why is because they've released part one of this remake, and they've turned 6 hours of the original game into about 40 hours.
Wow.
So they've turned the first 5 to 10% of the game into a game that's out now. So you can get 40 hours worth of play. The next part's coming out at some point. And the next part, part three, presumably,
so
is coming out.
That'll keep you busy during what we're going through at the minute.
But everybody wants part two, three, four, five. They're making like 7 or 8 different games and releasing them slowly for everybody. And it's quite frustrating. You'd think you just finish
it. How long does it take you to finish one?
Well, it's 40 hours to finish this remake.
Is that not enough?
No. You're only a tenth of the way through the story.
I know, but they're wanting to kind of stretch it out.
It's frustrating,
though.
Chris. And I don't even know if you have to pay more for part two or not. There's no information about this. It's a very badly handled release. But anyway, the game is great. The release pattern is terrible, but it's going to get a 9 out of 10 just for the quality of the content. It's out now on PS4, £60, but, you know, it's beautiful, so why wouldn't you get it?
So, more retro games now in Retro Revival, where we go old school. And this is an interesting time to release this remake of a classic game. It's, of course, Resident Evil 3.
We're down crawling with those freaks. No chance of fighting our way out of the city. Why is she here? She's unreliable.
It's me he's after. I'll buy you some time.
Hey, wait! Wait, Jill!
It's a weird time to release Resident Evil 3, the remake, isn't
it? Yeah, a little bit.
Or is it the best time?
The best time.
I saw it advertised and I thought, really?
Yeah.
Now?
You're watching The Walking Dead again.
I am watching.
What are you on about? People love it.
Okay, fair enough. So we played Resident Evil 2, the remake, together, and you quite enjoyed that.
I've always loved Resident Evil.
Yeah. You played Resident Evil 4 on the Switch as well recently
I really like it.
They're remaking that soon, by the way.
But I'm not the best on these self-shooter games, am I? I'm not.
You take a while to get the dual controls down, but...
But I like them. Yeah. I do like them. So I haven't played this. What is it like?
It's basically exactly like Resident Evil 2, the remake. So really good, really polished, really smooth. Except for it's more scary.
Oh, well, I love it.
I think you'll like this one more.
I love it.
Because I would say if you're going to buy one out of the two, try this one, because it was really scary. You start off in a sort of first person, you know, you're in your room and she looks in the mirror and everything goes horrendously wrong and then she wakes up from a dream.
Sounds like every morning.
Every day for you. And then it's really, really good. There's a few stutters in the graphics. The fundamental problem I have with Resident Evil games is that when you shoot a zombie in the head, it doesn't just die.
No.
It takes 4 shots. Yeah. And I think, come on.
Yeah.
Every film and thing we've ever watched, in The Walking Dead, even in The Walking Dead, you shoot him once in the head. But anyway, apart from that, and apart from the fact that the knife is pointless, it's really good. So I'd say a 7 out of 10 for now. It's better than Resident Evil 2.
Will it make me go,
It certainly will. Resident Evil 3 is out now, PS4, PC and Xbox One. It's £50, so it's a little bit pricey, but if you can't wait to play it again, then go for it. Just want to mention quickly, Lee, I know you haven't seen this, but the trailer's only just come out. It's called Pope
Stop It
Simulate.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I'm in. Bailey. Yeah. Bailey's in. Bailey.
He's getting so excited. So this is a super niche simulator on the computer. They've just released the first trailer, and it says it's a realistic depiction of life as the pontiff.
Oh, I love it. Does it have the Pope-mobile in it?
Well, how can it not? The game begins on Conclave Day.
No, it doesn't.
When the College of Cardinals elects a new Pope. That's you, Lee Milner.
That's me.
Well, it probably wouldn't be
you. The white smoke rises.
It would have to be a man, though. Just the way they roll.
Why?
Maybe this is the new postmodern Pope simulator. Yeah. So you choose a coat of arms, apparently, and then...
It'd be rabbits, obviously.
Apparently you have a sort of power that's replenished by prayer.
What?
And the people are saying it's a bit like you're a wizard, which is...
You're a wizard,
Pope-y.
Chris.
So anyway, you can organise pilgrimages.
Of course you can.
And wield the influence of the Vatican, it says. So just in case you're wondering, keep an eye out for Pope Simulator coming soon.
This is the Naked Gaming Podcast with Chris Berrow and me, Lee Milner. Now, it's time for our Simulator of the Month feature. And because this is a simulator special, we have quite a few for you. Yeah. Now, because we've been in lockdown for a few weeks, the time came for Chris to have a haircut.
Yeah, I really said no to you for quite a long time,
didn't I? For a long time.
For about 3 weeks.
I was quite surprised that you even said yes.
I protested for a while.
What made you give in the end?
It was getting quite long.
All right.
And I thought, how bad can it be? And then I thought to myself, hang on, how bad can it be? So I decided to make you do some training.
Some
first.
Homework.
I downloaded a game called Barbershop Haircut on my phone. Although when you start playing it, it changes name to Barbershop Salon. So they really haven't, it's not really that well considered, this game. And I made you play it. So here's the training.
Right, so this is in preparation of me cutting your hair.
Well, I just thought, you know, barber shop game.
Get a bit
simulated.
Of practice in.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. Jazzy music to start with. Let's play. Okay, so task one. Move joystick for player movement. Okay, so... Oh, hello. I'm walking around the barber shop at the minute. Have I got to cut his hair, do you think?
I think so, in Barber Simulator.
Swipe for camera movement.
It's just telling you how to look around at the moment.
Oh, right, okay.
So you need
this
to look
is
to
very
where,
confusing.
Look to where the green arrow is.
Oh, I've got to put my apron on. Okay, right, grab my apron. Woo-hoo-hoo! I'm going to put it on this fella here. Pop that on him. Go on, lad. This is really fiddly.
This isn't even the haircut bit.
No, I just want to put the apron on the lad.
Very worrying.
Come on! I've picked up my scissors. Let's go snip, snip.
Oh, God.
Why are you going, oh, God? You've got to let me do it on your own hair.
It's just a preview in a minute of what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. I'm snipping his hair. Hint, use only scissors to style hair. Right, yeah. What else will I use? Right, okay. Let's go. The snippity snip snip. Come on, mate. Come on. Chris, what's going on, mate? Oh, I'm snipping. I'm snipping away. We gonna snip away.
Why are you cutting everything off? No, that's not how it's supposed to be.
No, he wanted a short haircut.
Wow, this is... So you've decimated... Wow, he's got a bald patch. He's got two bald patches.
He
he's got three bald
short.
Patches.
Oh, I haven't finished yet.
He's coming back to being one bald patch again.
I haven't finished yet.
Okay, I think you need to stop now because you're worried. No.
No, but seriously, he wanted a short haircut. He's getting a short haircut.
But I don't. This does not bode well.
Oh, it looks awful.
Right, that's enough of this game.
No, wait, I want to finish it.
Is that what
I'm
I can
done,
expect?
I'm done. Right, let's see. Accuracy. See?
76%.
I did well.
Wow. All right, okay, 76%. I'll let you have a go at mine then. Fair enough.
All right, then.
How did you find that game?
It was rubbish.
Yeah.
I didn't need it anyway. I did. You look fabulous.
Well, let's see how the actual haircut went.
What's it on? What number?
That's worrying. It's number four. Oh, good. Well, don't laugh like that.
That excites me.
Why?
I don't think I've ever used one of these before.
No, the last
apart from on Bailey.
The last time this exact razor got used, we shaved the rabbit's backside. So has it been cleaned?
Right, give us your hair.
No, come on. Okay.
Right, hang on.
Why are you laughing? No, don't... why are you laughing? Don't make... Okay. How bad is it?
I might have nicked it on the side. Okay, it's fine. Just don't ever look right.
I just have to... Show me in the mirror.
Hang on.
No.
Wait.
Stop making those noises.
I like it.
Well, that's enough.
I like it. Wait, I need to put it... I need to change it onto a number two.
Why does it need to be a number two?
Because, according to the YouTube video that I watched of Stacey says that to have, like, a short back and sides and then the top bit long, you have to have a number two on the sides and then a four.
Right,
blended, and then blend it.
Yeah.
And then do the top bit with the scissors.
You're not doing anything with the scissors.
So go get the scissors.
Okay. Right, we'll leave this recording here because I can't take any more. It's not... Okay.
It's not too bad.
It's not... even I will say, it's not actually as bad as it. There's
it's
a moment.
All right.
There's a moment where you're laughing. I'll put this picture up where Lee's laughing because she's cut too much off the right hand side.
You just can't turn your head right.
Yeah, you can see that picture at Naked Gaming Pod on Twitter.
If anybody wants any tips, don't worry, you can get in touch.
Can they?
Yeah.
What, on Twitter?
Yeah.
You're going to give people hair cutting tips.
Yeah.
Don't play that game though, barbershop.
No,
simulator.
Just come to me.
Okay.
I'll give you advice for a small fee.
Only a small fee. I'm impressed at you. So anyway, the haircut happened and it actually looks acceptable. So thanks very much.
My mum thinks it looks good, so that's all that matters.
Therefore, it's true.
Oh, good.
Time now to hear from our Tiger King. This is Alex Rhodes. Alex Rards. It doesn't really work, does it?
Rhodes.
Whoa.
I didn't realise my voice. That's...
Well, Rhodes. I asked him to play a game called Jane Austen Simulator, which is about 5 years old, where you go and play as Jane Austen in the magical world of Jane Austen.
Yeah.
But it kept crashing. So he couldn't do it. So I said, well, why don't you try and become the Tiger King after the new Netflix series? By the way, if you haven't heard it, this is a trailer for the Tiger King. It's crazy.
It's not every day that a zookeeper went to prison for murder for hire.
There are more captive tigers in the U.S. than there are in the wild throughout the world.
Animal people are nuts, man. They're all crazy.
Right, so here's Alex Rhodes now trying to master tigers.
Hello, Chris and Lee. It's Alex here. Self-isolating like everyone else at the moment, stuck in the house. So I thought, you know, now is the time to sort of use gaming as an escape to live vicariously through other things and live out your dreams in the virtual world. So I want to live out my dream of mismanaging like a tiger zoo in rural America. I've downloaded an app called Baby Tiger Care. So let's boot it up and give it a go.
Baby Tiger Care.
Well, this has already got off to a very ominous start. Okay.
It's a baby tiger.
Okay. Right, here we go. So I've got a baby tiger.
Billy is very dirty.
Okay, it wants me to wash the baby tiger now. It's got kind of big, like, you know, the sort of big anime eyes.
Let's clean her.
Okay. I've got a... The first job is to hose the tiger off in, like, the shower, in, like, your house. Here we go. This feels kind of weird.
Now, dry your coat.
Oh, God. Well, you say I can't dry off a baby tiger in my shower? This is my way of living. That's what Joe Exotic might say.
And brush it.
Oh, God. All right, so now I'm brushing the tiger. It's all kind of cutesy baby kind of... Was that Baby Willy or Baby Lily or... No, I got 3 coins.
Red colour means she's hungry.
Okay, so it's kind of like a Tamagotchi sort of thing. Okay, so time to feed them.
Give her some food.
Right, so the options you can give her are an apple, a roast turkey dinner or a donut. So if you did watch Tiger King, it's very much like that bit where they go to the Walmart and get all the out-of-date food and just throw it to the tigers. So here we go. After one donut. Who knew, eh? Who knew it was so easy to feed tigers?
She really needs to go to the toilet.
Oh, my God. I really don't want to do this. You're in a house, right? And now I have to put the tiger cub on the actual human toilet.
Yay! Very well done.
Well, that was disgusting. I'm going to take the coins now. I feel like I'm being paid off.
It's time for baby Lily to go to sleep.
Oh, thank God. This whole game is giving me a weird vibe.
Lily wants to go outside.
Well, she better not be going next door.
Let's go inside.
To Carol Baskin's place. All right. So, yeah, this game is rubbish. Avoid it. Don't download it. It's trash. It sucks. And it's not worth your time. So, yeah, I mean, I'd rather spend my time in isolation just staring at the wall. The wall isn't going to try and sell me things, and, you know,
made me feel really weird and uncomfortable. Anyway, yeah, that's Tiger Baby Simulator or whatever it's called. Avoid it. Don't buy it. Don't get it for your nephew or something to keep him busy because it's really strange. Give Mario Kart something instead. Something proper.
So that game is available now.
Well, killed her husband, whacked him.
Can you stop singing
Carol
that song?
Baskin.
Okay. You haven't seen The Tiger King?
Just go on TikTok. You'll see it there. Everyone
knows. Also, don't watch the series. Just go on TikTok.
Yeah, just go on TikTok.
Okay. You've been advised. Now, I've been waiting to play this game for a long time. We finally found an excuse to play it. It's been out for a month or two. It's called Coffee Talk, and it describes itself as a visual novel.
Basically, you're a bartender, and you run a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And you talk to mythical creatures, and you make them coffee.
Can I also just say, it's like a barista simulator. And that was the name it offered you, wasn't it?
If you're at home right now and you've got nothing to do, I mean, you can't go for a bike ride.
Wow.
I mean, you can't watch TV. Maybe your telly's broke. Don't want to do it. You don't want to talk to real people. This is the game for you.
We decided to give it a go, and this is what happened.
Coffee Talk. Sounds like a TV program. Hey, this is Coffee Talk.
Sounds a bit wrong, but go on.
Like Sex in the City. Okay, new profile. What's your name? Lee.
All right. Is Lee correct? No, never. Play game. Oh, we unlocked an achievement. Welcome to Coffee Talk. Right. It's going well.
Look how pixelated it is.
Yeah, it's an...
CL 2020.
It's an artistic game, isn't it?
A city filled with dreams and madness.
It is like Sex in the City.
And a time when the great war between races... Hang on a minute.
It's but, a footnote
in history.
There's been a war. We're running a coffee shop.
A time when anyone can dream of being whatever they want to be.
Yeah, that's nice.
And have those dreams crushed before they can even be discussed.
It looks like Streets of...
Yeah, Streets of Rage.
Coming out next month, can't wait. Streets of Rage 4.
Okay, it's already talked about elves and dwarves.
The dwarves have emerged from their caves. The elves are around the place. And the orcs have
orcs.
They put down their axes, the orcs have, apparently.
Because they want to have a coffee.
That we're going to run this coffee bar so hard.
I like the music.
Do you? It's quite peaceful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite chilled. I have to put this on my playlist.
Your relaxed playlist to de-stress you.
All right, I'm getting bored now of this storyline. Come on. It's like mixed in with the opening credits. Basically, there's orcs and dwarves and elves, and they all go for a coffee, and you're running this coffee shop, I think.
And what's the coffee shop called?
Coffee Talk.
Nicely done. It's September 2020, so we're just slightly in the future. Well, this is unaffected by coronavirus, this game. This is the dystopian future.
This one's open. Right, okay, so now we're inside
the
coffee shop.
So Freya's in our coffee shop, and she says, "Hey, Lee," and you say, "It's calm in the coffee shop. You're our first customer at 10 o'clock at night. It's not gone well for our business." Right, so Freya's going to make her order for a coffee. And she wants a triple shot espresso. That's what Freya wants.
Flipping heck. She'll be up all night.
Right, here we go. So we've got to make a coffee.
Let's make a coffee. So...
here are our ingredients.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Milk.
Yeah.
Brew.
So we've just got two ingredients in. Oh, no, you need three ingredients, apparently. Oh. And more coffee.
More coffee.
Right, brew. So we're going to brew that. Oh.
This is so retro. It's like...
I quite like it, actually.
It's quite chilled, isn't it?
It's quite cool. So we've made a milk coffee.
Mm-hmm. Here you go, Freya.
One cup of joe for my only customer tonight. Bad business model. It's not what she wanted, Lee. It's still good, though. Oh, that's all right, then.
What does she want? Triple?
Triple shot.
Oh, she didn't want any milk.
Milk
doesn't go in espresso, does it?
No. You put quite a lot of milk in that. That sound there is Lee patiently playing the game.
I don't like storylines. I just like to play.
Can I just point out what the game is called? Coffee Talk. Right, you don't want to... Oh, someone's coming in.
Right, make another coffee. What? She has horns! And she's pink.
Pink lady with horns comes in. We don't know her name.
Hey. What do I recommend?
She doesn't want coffee in the coffee shop.
No, did you see what she just said?
No.
She said, "What would you like?" And she said, "Well, I'd like something that will keep me up all night because I'm meeting my boyfriend." What sort of a game is this? No wonder she's got horns.
No, she says, I don't want to be... She says, I don't want to be kept up all night, so I don't want anything
coffee.
Know
what does she want?
Something with chocolate in. Look, right, is there anything with chocolate in?
Chocolate, right. Let's put more chocolate.
Triple
and a
chocolate.
Bit of milk.
All
yeah.
Right. Okay.
That's what I'd have as well. Good choice.
This is like a double chocolate, hot chocolate.
Mm. Latte art, always.
Oh, good
Let's
luck.
Try Naked Gaming again.
Yeah. Hey, see if you can do the pouring. Actually, quite good.
It.
Not a bad attempt.
That's pretty good. See, she likes it. Serve. Go on, get that down your throat. One cup of chocolatey goodness.
I don't even know what her name is.
So warm. Hope it is. All right, that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we wouldn't like the thank you, but it's all right.
Well, no, because she's paying you, so. Although she hasn't given
she
you
hasn't
any money.
She hasn't paid
yet.
me yet. Oh, and then we go in the chat again.
I'm not sure that this game... So you don't... Okay, I think we need to stop here because I think most of the game is now what's happening
here. If I wanted to have chit-chat, I'd just talk to a human being.
I thought you might enjoy that as a, you know, presenter.
I find this conversation boring.
Oh, is that it? Are you going now?
I want a better game next time to review.
So how did you find it? What's your rating out of 10?
What do you think?
Well, you said it was very calming. I think you need to go back to play it again.
I could just put on my tunes and have a relaxing time with my tunes.
Okay, would you listen to the soundtrack?
Yeah, listen to the soundtrack. I've actually already Shazammed it. Shazammed it.
Okay, so Coffee Talk is available now on all platforms.
Don't buy it. It's a zero. Big fat zero from me.
£11. Now, a game that's supposed to be a bit like Goat Simulator.
Oh, what a game.
Right, do you want to hear a bit of you playing the Goat Simulator?
Go on, then. So my tongue is now stuck on the other goat's bottom.
This new one, though, is called Speaking Simulator.
Sorry, but you are now alive. You have been fitted with the latest in robotic mouth technology.
Yes, I...
Your mission is simple. You must blend seamlessly into human society.
Best.
You will degrade yourself by adopting their culture.
So, is this what you've been doing with your spare time? Playing Speaking
Well,
Simulator?
I thought as a radio DJ...
DJ,
I would be quite good at Speaking Simulator, right? So I'm the perfect person to play it. So you're a alien robot thing that's turned up on Earth and you have to pretend that you're a human. You have to try and get away with having conversations with other people. Now,
you sometimes say this about my friends. You often say, I think they're just aliens.
I've never said that in my life.
And literally they just learn how to like copy human behaviour.
One of your friends.
Maybe she's been practicing on this.
Well, this is... Okay, this is... I'm not going to say her name. But this is her simulator. Okay. So what you do is, to get your mouth to move, you have to press certain buttons. To get your tongue to move, you have to use the left analogue stick. It's quite funny. It's like Goat Simulator in that it's impossible to control
the game. Let's see how you get on.
So, I was going to play a lot of this, but it was so boring after the first 3 minutes, I just had to switch it off and delete the game. So, imagine...
Oh, wait, we haven't got anything to listen to?
No.
Ah.
Imagine Dance Mat Revolution... Right, so up, down, left, right.
Yeah.
Except that moves your mouth.
So hang on, you didn't record anything.
There's no point. I was going to, and it was boring. Like I said, it's kind of like Surgeon Simulator. You're not really supposed to win the game. It's just supposed to be funny. But I got really bored quite quickly. Unlike Goat Simulator, which is entertaining for a bit longer.
I love Goat Simulator. Yeah. What are you on about?
But this was too short-lived. So it's getting a 2 out of 10. Speaking Simulator is now available, though, on Switch, PC and Mac, and it's £15. Why would you do that when you can buy gin for the same price? Well, that's it. We're done.
Ah.
Another classic episode recorded of the Naked Gaming Podcast. Well, something exciting to announce for next month is that you're still going to get your Naked Gaming Podcast, but we're also going to do a video version of it.
This will be epic.
I'm really excited for this.
You get to see what me and Chris look like.
We can't do it in our dressing gowns like we're doing it now. Can you imagine? No pictures of this recording process today. But yeah, special episode with added video next time. I'm going to start the old makeup early. Hopefully the hair will grow out as well. But yeah, subscribe and we'll give you details of that when it comes on the 21st of May.
And we'll also make sure Bailey features in it at least once.
Oh, the bunny!
Yeah, so you get to see Bailey the bunny finally.
We should see if he can play a game, even if it's like...
Are you joking? Bailey can barely eat.
If we put food on
he's the most dumb rabbit.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, Bailey.
You don't have to tell me. Also, at the very beginning of the episode, you were doing your nails. Have they dried yet?
Yeah, they're dry now. Do you like them?
No. No, I do. Have you chipped one?
I've smudged one of them. How did that happen?
Uh-oh. There's also two other simulator specials for you to listen back to if you like the simulator special from this month as well. Just search for Naked Gaming Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. That's it. Anything else you want to add?
Well, the sun's shining. Why don't you get on with your sunbathing simulator, hey? Hey, you like that?
Is this a new game from Lee Milner Incorporated?
Just like, you know, put on a picture of like a beach on your TV screen, whack up the heating, get yourself a gin and tonic. There you go.
What, sit in your lounge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it a go.
Lanzarote Simulator 2020.
Here we come. Yeah, baby, pack them bags.
What, so we can just put them upstairs?
I ain't. You are.